Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is November 11th, Monday. Day 309. Today's topic, a sheep without shepherd. Seeing Abba, delighted Zoe. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins. Everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 119, verses 169 to 176, Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 1 to chapter 26, verse 21, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 16, Proverbs 27, verse 14. Pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus is a sheep without shepherd. Seeing Abba, delighted Zoe. Today I received from our elder son Ignatius a photo he took today through WhatsApp. This picture is actually the reality of the message I received today through the three passages in Psalm, Ezekiel, and Hebrews. David cried out to God in a life or death crisis and said, "Your law gives me delight." If that is true, when David saw God's words is like Zoe, my granddaughter, saw her father Iggy with that kind of delight in her eyes, and David in his eyes. How can David describe himself as lost sheep? If what your delight is not what Jesus wants you to have and would lead you to become lost sheep, then one day when you are without your delight, you would fall into the same sufferings like David and the Israelites. Yes, they have God's law, God's beautiful, glorious temple, and expensive offerings. But without the presence of God, they were like sheep without their shepherd. It's like how Ezekiel's delighted wife suddenly died after he obediently proclaimed God's prophecy. We waste so much time, money, and everything to pursue our delight. What's the use when they are gone suddenly? The pot to cook the offering of the Israelites was encrusted. No matter how much they offer to God, but their lives are filthy, unholy, leaving the holy God. Some people might think that they are Christians, but they might be just religious people, just like David and the Israelites. Sad. Where is the way out? Hebrews that we read today and in the coming 2 days, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to chapter 12, verse 13. True faith, true relationship with our only hope and Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Shepherd, our true delight. May you have an intimate time each morning to have that kind of delight in your eyes when you read God's Word and see Jesus each morning, just like the delighted eyes of Zoe Glory Inc. Yes, that is the only way out. No other way, my friend. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to turn to you and be close to you, bringing delight in our eyes and souls and joy to your heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, are you a sheep without your shepherd? If you are, how can you be found by your shepherd? If you are not, how can you let your shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ, to use you to lead more people back to him? Number two, do you know the way to be with God each day that he will surely answer your prayers? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.